time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Please have with us today Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. The market is up, the market is down. It's the same old story week after week after week. Should we be concerned, Justin?
Well, that volatility does continue. I think year-to-date, including yesterday, the S&P 500 is down about 0.5%. The Dow's up about 1%. The Nasdaq's down about 5%. We're rounding there. You know, we have worry about tariffs, worry about bubbles, worry about inflation, worry about the consumer. GDP may be shown negative in the first quarter, but that's due to a lot of one-off changes that can reverse the following quarter. But I'm starting to see a lot more of the doom and gloomers. They're always there, but the voices are being pushed more to the top of the news charts recently. The investment thesis that Trump will be pro-business is still in place. You know, the lowering of corporate taxes and decreasing of corporate regulation, that's all good for stocks and the market. But even amidst the growing profits, strong employment, and strong consumers, short-term market volatility is driven by emotions. Now, I and others don't call attention to this as a signal to market time and get out before a possible decline, but as a reminder to review your holdings, reevaluate your overall risk level, reduce overexposure to things that have done well and grown too large, fight the greed that is trying to time things perfectly, and reposition to your long-term plan.
Makes a heck of a lot of sense. And, of course, we're going to learn more about that tonight when the president addresses the nation with the State of the Union. And that might give us some more insight as to why we should feel comfortable and let things ride for a while.
That's right. Pay attention.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, man.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.